It's as if the mental is somehow not quite as real as the body. And this is the model which characterizes most traditional Western medical approaches to illness. And the big problem that these biologically oriented physicians and physicalist philosophers have is the placebo effect, where therapeutic change, because the patient believes he is receiving an effective treatment, really then meaning or a symbol is acting on the body. A symbol is acting on the body. So this is an enormous threat to physicalism or medical materialism. So it's not surprising that there's been several attempts to demonstrate that the placebo effect is not real. But in fact, there's no question that placebos have observable effects on bodily symptoms. They can benefit osteoarthritis, the placebo can affect Parkinsonism, and so on. In other words, a belief can affect the body, or consciousness has causal effects. Now, I want to stop for questions, so I'm going to just pull all this together with a quote from William Blake, who said the whole thing very well in 1790. This is from his poem, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. Man has no body, excuse the sexist language, this was 1790. Man has no body distinct from his soul, for that called body is a portion of soul discerned by the five senses, which are the chief inlets of soul in this age. He's saying very clearly that body and soul are inseparable, or that body is an extension of soul, and that's why the body can express meaning symbolically. So, thank you. We have some time for questions.